good cold Sunday morning.
Last week we talked about God creating the world. And something really special happened in that service that I don't know if everybody noticed.
Nikki?
Which was what?
God's love.
Even during the singing, there was a theme of God's love. And I was asked if we planned that, and we did not. That was simply God speaking to each and every one of us what should be spoken that day. And so by hearing that time and time again, it gets reinforced that God does truly love each and every one of you. And God's love should affect us. It should change our lives. It should draw us closer to God. And it should change how we treat each other. But to get back to God and His creation, we're going to talk a little bit more about it today. When we look at everything He's created, everything follows God's plan that He made for it. Trees grow beautiful flowers like we see right there. The sun shines down on us. Well, it's always shining, we just can't always see it. Fish swim in the water like they're supposed to. And then we as humans, we do everything God tells us to. Right? No, not really, do we? We are the one thing in creation that we are actually allowed to choose whether we follow what God says or not. God loves us enough that He allows us a choice whether we're going to follow Him and serve Him. And as we read the creation story, we don't get very far before we see Adam and Eve choosing to do something God said not to. So God created this really cool garden, and there's all sorts of plants and animals and stuff. It's really cool. And then there's this one special tree. And the tree is called the knowledge of good and evil. And what are they allowed? Are they allowed to do anything to that tree? Can they touch it? Eat it? No, they're not supposed to eat the fruit of this tree. But Satan comes along in the form of a servant, and he says to Eve, "Did God really say, don't touch it?" Sometimes we have friends that do that to us, right? Did your mom really say you can't go here?
And
as Eve started doubting, she looked at that tree. And it said that she saw the tree was good for food. It was pleasing for her eyes. It was nice to look at, like the flowers in this tree. And it was desirable. It would make you wise. So what did she do? She ate some of it. Oh, no. And then what did Adam do? Did he say, oh, no, we can't do this. I'm not going to do it? He ate some of it, too, didn't he? See, it only took three chapters into the whole Bible, and we already have decided as humans we know better than God. And then so many people be like, well, why doesn't God just say, or not allow us that choice? Just keep us from choosing. But if he did that, we would not learn to love him like we do. It would be more like we were robots, and can robots really love? And so we're giving that choice so that we can learn to follow him, we choose to follow him, and we can love him more. And then something really cool happens, or something scary. God comes looking for Adam and Eve. And the Bible tells us he came walking through the garden looking for them. And the way it's written, it's as if he actually, this was something he regularly did. He came and talked with Adam and Eve. And so you think he's going to come and be angry and yell at them? Yes? No?
No.
No. We'll just have to wait and see. We'll talk about it
next week.
So we'll pray real quick, and then we'll let Pastor Mark come back up. Heavenly Father, we thank you that no matter what we see with our eyes, we know that you are a good God. And Lord, disasters like the earthquake 5 years ago makes it hard sometimes to see how you can be good. Lord, thank you, though we have your Bible, we have your Word, and we have each other to encourage that you are good and you love us. Lord, I ask that these children would truly grasp your love and what it means to them. Lord, I ask that it would change our lives and allow us to follow you with everything that is inside of us, and we choose to follow you. Thank you that you are good. And that you are love. We love you. We thank
you. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Mark and Megumi, and all you kids, too. If your children are, it's hard for them to sit quietly, we have a monitor upstairs. You're more than welcome. I mean, they can be, move around down here too, but if your children leave and they go upstairs, maybe you should go on up there with them and you can listen to the message upstairs.
Can you put it on? Okay, I'm not aware of this. Okay. Hi. 今週やっぱり一番私の大きかったのは大震災のことなんですよね。
If I think back on my week last week, of course, maybe the biggest thing that is stuck in my memory is the 5th anniversary of the disaster that happened 5 years ago.
5年前ってことを覚えてます。
I remember what I was doing 5 years ago.
で、3月11日ですね、いろんなことを考えてました。
On March 11th, I was thinking various things. And as I was trying to recall,
何かね、苦しくなりました。
I became kind of sad, kind of, my heart became kind of heavy.
日本語で言うとね、最近痛いんですね。思い出すと痛かったんですね。
It kind of even was kind of painful, hurtful.
ですからその震災のこととか、震災の前後のことと、5年後のことがいろいろあって、何か本当に重たかったです。
So it became kind of a heavy feeling, a downcast feeling when I thought about what happened 5 years ago and what happened right afterwards and then the 5 years since then.
私は東京に5年前住んでましたから。
I was living in Tokyo 5 years ago.
大きな被災はしませんでした。
And I didn't receive a tremendous disaster in my own life.
でもですね、思い出そうとするとですね、思い出したくないこう映像とかシーンとか思い出したくない記憶がいくつもあります。
But as I was remembering, there were certain scenes that came to my mind that I didn't really want to recall.
で、思い出そうとすると自分が揺れるんですね。
And as I was trying to remember them, I kind of felt kind of shaken up.
私別に家族の何も失いませんでした。
I didn't lose anything really personally, and my family also. I didn't lose my family, or my family members didn't lose a tremendous amount. However,
自分の家族や友人を失ったんですね。
But there are so many people who lost members of their own family.
自分の職業も。
There were so many people who lost friends.
自分の職業や自分の家も失ったんです。
There were people who lost their work, their means of occupation. There were people who lost their homes.
ですからその人たちの痛みを思うとちょっと自分の想像を超えてしまいました。
So when I tried to remember their hardship, it became in a way more than I could bear.
で、東京に住んでる私は実際に今被災地にいませんか。何も見えません、被災地のことはね。
So we are not in that area, and living here, we can't see anything directly when we look outside. However,
実際に被災地に住んでる人は見えるんですね。その前のこともその後のことも毎日その痛みを感じること、もっと私よりは強い痛みを感じることだと思います。
But the people who are living in that area can still look outside and see the physical aftermath of what happened 5 years ago, and their pain is still very, very real.
で、思ってる時に2つのことを考えました。
And as I was thinking in this way, I thought about two things.
自分の中の痛みや辛さをですね、今強引に解決する必要はないということなんですね。
One thing is that I didn't need like a solution to my pain, the pain that was inside
of me. 今この時、今すぐにする必要はないんです。
I don't need a solution right now, at this very moment, here and now.
時間がかかるってことを感じました。
Sometimes, for healing of our pain, it takes time.
ですから、もう一つは、そのために祈り続けることの必要も思いました。
And another thing that I really was shown was that we need to continue to pray.
もう一つ思ったのはですね、この5年間の感謝でもありました。
Also, something that really came to mind is all my thankfulness and gratefulness for these past five years.
わずかでも被災者の方と共に何かをすることができたことも感謝でした。
I really am so grateful that I was able to, have some contact and, help.The people who lived in that area.
この5年に多くの出会いがありました。
And during these five years, I met so many different people.
実際にここで私が今見ている方はほとんどこの5年間に会った方たちです。
And if I think about it, if I
look at each of you,
most of you are people that I've met during these past five years.
本当になんで一体どうしてって思うんですけれども、
In my heart is a cry that's saying.Why or how did this happen? However, but I also want to be thankful and grateful for these past five years.
苦難もありました。
There were a lot of times of suffering.
でも同時に神様が様々な出会いや祝福を与えてくださったことを覚えたいと思います。
But at the same time, God gave so many blessings and so much grace.
これからもそれは苦難があるかもしれませんけど、神様は私たちをまた導き、祝福してくださると私は本当にそう思います。
And I believe that even when there are times of suffering, that God will still give blessing as well.
この受難節の時に特に私たちはイエス様の受難サファリングを覚えたいと思います。
So in this time, as we remembering the season of Lent and the time before we think of Jesus' cross, we want to think about this kind of suffering, the suffering of Jesus.
苦しい時、困難な時は、まあ、危機的な状況ですね。
When If we have a time of suffering, it's also a time that we can learn a lot of things.
ね、そういう時にはもう本当に沈みそうで何が何だか分からなくなります。
Sometimes our hearts can become so heavy that we just don't know exactly what we should do. However,
でもだんだんまたその後にそれぞれの苦難や困難の意味を私たちは知ることができます。
But often after the suffering and pain is past.We can learn from that experience.
弟子たちもイエス様の十字架の意味が後になって分かるんですね。
If we think back of the disciples, they didn't understand the meaning of the cross until afterward.
十字架の死があったから復活がありました。
Because of the death of Jesus on the cross, we also can see his resurrection.
後で分かることが多くあります。
There's many things that we understand after they happen.
私たちが状況の中にいるときは見えないことでも、
There's often times of suffering and when we really can't see and understand, however,
でも主は共にいてくださって、
But even during those times, God is with us.
そして主はそれぞれのことを用いてくださいます。
And God will use various circumstances.For our lives.
そしてその時私たちは本当に自分が何者かまた神様について知ることができます。
And it's at those times when we can see who we truly are and also who God truly is.
私たちは危機的な状況、困難に必ず直面します。あ、直面、フェイス。フェイス、フェイス、ですか。Everyone who faces some crisis and have the difficulties. All of us. また同時に私たちは失敗をすることがあります。
There are also times when we make mistakes, when we do something that we shouldn't do.
ですから私たちは励まし合い、許し合い、助け合うことが必要なんです。
So we need to encourage one another. We need to forgive one another. We need to support and help. One another.
私たちは不完全な弱い存在なんですね。
We are certainly imperfect and weak, aren't we?
まず御言葉マルコによる福音書から見てみたいと思います。
I want to look at a passage from the Gospel of Mark with you.
これはイエス様との最後の晩の出来事の話です。
And this is Jesus's from the last evening that he was on this earth.
14章の26節からお読みします。
We're going to read from chapter 14.
一同は賛美の歌を歌ってからオリーブ山へ出かけた。イエスは弟子たちに言われた。あなた方は皆私につまずく。私は羊飼いを打つ。すると羊は散ってしまうと書いてあるからだ。しかし私は復活した後、あなた方より先にガリラヤへ行く。するとペトロが、たとえみんながつまずいても、私はつまずきません。と言った。イエスは言われた。はっきり言っておくが、あなたは今日、今夜、鶏は二度鳴く前に、ちゃんと私のことを知らないだろう。知らないと言うだろう。ペトロが力を込めて言い張った。たとえご一緒に死なればならなくなっても、あなたのことを知らないとは決して申せません。みんなの者も同じように言った。
Mark chapter 14 from verse 26 to 31. If you read English, please join me. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said to them, You will all fall away, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee. Peter said to him, Even though they all fall away, I will not.And Jesus said to him, Truly, I tell you, this very night, before the rooster crows thrice, you will deny me three times. But he said emphatically, If I must die with you, I will not deny you. And they all said the same.
捕らえられる前にイエス様が弟子たちに言ったある意味では予言的な言葉です。
Before Jesus was arrested, he prophesied in this way to his disciples.
あなたたちはみんな今晩私につまずくって言うんです。
This very evening, each and every single one of you will fall away, will stumble because of me.
つまずかない者は一人もいない。
There's not even one of you that will not stumble.
弟子たちとイエス様は3年半一緒に暮らしました。
The disciples and Jesus had spent about 3.5 years living together, doing life together.
イエス様は様々なことを教えましたし、
Jesus taught them many different things.
そして弟子たちも様々な経験をして使いました。
And the disciples also experienced different things and had been sent by Jesus.
ですから自分たちは平気だと思ってました。
And the disciples thoughtThey were okay.
でもイエス様みたいに、今晩みんなあなた方は私につまずくと言われたんです。
But Jesus said to them, this evening, each and every single one of you will fall away and will stumble because on my account.
つまずくっていうのはこの聖書の訳では英語では fall away という言葉を使っています。
In this translation, the word that means to stumble, it says to fall away.
必ずしも歩いてて転ぶっていう物理的な意味ではありません。
It's not something that's a physical thing, like walking along and suddenly you trip, but rather,
その言語の意味を考えてきて、このような意味があります。
If we think about the meaning of the original word, it means something like this.
何かの原因で怒ったり、
for some cause, we could be angry.
何かのことで感情が悪くなったり、
or we feel bad about something.
No, feel irritated in a way. 何かで、その結果として罪を犯すとか、
and because of that, we sin in some way.
その結果として信じなくなるとか、信頼をなくすということなんです。
And also, perhaps it's a loss of trust.
つまずくということは何かのきっかけで感情を害したり感情をイリテートしたりそしてもう信頼をすることをやめてしまうことなんです。So, another word is that the fall away, that means something cause you to get irritated, get anger, and in the end, you lose the trust or faith. この中で皆さんつまずいたことがありますか？
How about you guys? Have you ever stumbled in this kind of way?
多分あると思います。
I imagine that you have.
しょっちゅうつまずいてますか？それとたまにですか？
Is it often that you stumble in this way or just sometimes, once in a while?
つまずいた時のきっかけは何ですか？
What is the cause of your stumbling?
大きな岩があって、大きな岩にはつまずきません。If you face a big rock, you don't.All the way, just crash.
Yeah.
Yeah. 本当につまずくときにはですね、本当に小さなことで私たちはつまずいてしまいます。
Often it's something small that makes us stumble.
小さなことが私たちを怒らせます。
Something small causes us to get angry.
小さなことが私たちを、まあ、感情を害したり、イリテートさせます。
Something small causes us to be irritated.
あと、まあ、小さなことが信頼をなくしてしまうんですね。
And something small makes us lose our trust.
私たち不完全な人間はその、まあ、つまずくきっかけをいっぱい持ってます。
Inside of us, there's all sorts of things that can trigger us in this kind of way to stumble.
私のきっかけ見えますか？
Do you see, for me, what are the things that can trigger me to stumble?、
ねなんだあのひげおかしいそれとかね思いませんか maybe, あんなひげの人嫌いだとかね
maybe or I'm triggering and making you stumble like oh you shouldn't have a mustache why don't you shave that off
あの服嫌だとかですね
or maybe you look at somebody and say oh I don't like their, what you're wearing I don't like those clothes or I don't like your expression on your face
私たち人間は本当にいっぱい人をつまがつかせるものを持っています
so there's all sorts of things that we canmake others stumble, and we can be made to stumble.
だから私たちは人間をばっかり見てはいけないですね。
And for that reason, we shouldn't set our eyes on imperfect people.
本当に神様に、イエス様に目を向けていく必要があります。
We need to set our eyes rather on God.
この晩、弟子たちはみんなイエス様につまずくと言いましたけれども、一体イエス様の何に彼らはつまずいたんでしょうか
？So, in this passage, Jesus prophesied that everyone would fall away because of him. Everyone would stumble because of him. And what was that cause？
ね、彼らはイエス様をユダヤの王、まあ、解放者として期待していたわけですね。
The disciples expected Jesus to be their king.
でも彼らは本当にイエス様が救い主、メシアであるということを本当の意味を理解していなかったことが後で分かります。
But afterwards, they realized that they didn't know the true meaning of what it meant for him to be their king or their Messiah.
ここでイエス様は旧約聖書のゼカリア書からこのつまずくことについて話をしています。
In the Old Testament in Zechariah, there's a passage that talks about the stumbling and how the shepherd would make the sheep stumble.
ですからそのところをそのゼカリア書から見てみたいと思います。
I want to look at that passage quickly with you.
ゼカリア書の13章の7節からです。権威を置きよ。私の静かに立ち向かえ。私の同僚であった男に立ち向かえ。と、万軍の主が言われる。羊飼いを打て、羊の群れは、知らされるより私はまた手を返して小さいものを打つこの地のどこにでもこうなると主は言われる3分の2は死に耐え3分の1が残るこの3分の1を私は火に入れ銀を精錬するように精錬し金を試すように試す彼が我が名を呼べば私は彼に答え彼こそ私の神という彼は主こそ私の神であると答えるであろう
Zechariah 13:7-9 Please join meAwake a sword against my shepherd, against the man who stands next to me, declares the Lord of hosts. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. I will turn my hand against the little ones. In the whole land, declares the Lord, two-thirds shall be cut off and perish, and one-third shall be left alive. And I will put this third into the fire, and refine them.As one refines silver, and test them as gold is tested. They will call upon my name, and I will answer them. I will say, they are my people, and they will say, the Lord is my God.
Here, Zechariah は困難の中で3分の2が死ぬということを言っています。
And in this passage, Zechariah is prophesying that two-thirds will die during this time of tribulation.
そして三分の一が残るという。
And he says that one-third will remain.
そしてその三分の一は金や銀のように練られるというんですね。
But he says that this one-third that remains will be refined just as silver or gold is refined.
残ったものも練られる時があるというんです。
He says that even the one-third that remains will be refined.
そして練られて、そしてそれが本物であるか、金や銀であるか分かってくるというんです。
And through this refinement, their true self, what's true in them, will be made apparent.
でもこの時に、ゼカリアが言ってるのは、私たちは神様の名を呼び求め